outside. We're all good.
Blog Talk Radio.
We're good. There we go.
Okay. Here we go, I guess.
Hey, cool.
I don't know where the song went.
I can hear it.
Do we have the intro to Melbourne Stakes intro?
Come on, what's in?
Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you.
I hear you.
The song says it's playing. I don't hear anything. I can't hear any of you anymore.
Oh, I can hear the song in the background.
I can hear the song.
But we're going to have... We've done it twice, not simple.
Oh, and the sun laughing, having fun with all the people that she knows. And if the situation should keep us separated, you know the world won't fall apart. And you will free the beautiful bird. Oh.
Some fun getting into the studio. Thank you to everybody, particularly Besweet and Deb, for making that happen. That was Darryl Braithwaite with the horses, which is somewhat appropriate, really, because Darryl Braithwaite is a Melburnian, and we, of course, today are here as a group of poets, of course, reflecting on the fact that we have the 163rd running. That's right, the 163rd running of the 2023 Melbourne Cup. It's been going for a while. We've got 23 horses running at it for $8 million in prize money. That used to be a lot of money. It's Australian dollars, so unfortunately it's not very much these days. But still $8 million. And we have a whole group of poets that have put their name down for horses. And there's 23 runners, and we've got 10 poets down. I don't put my name down because that wouldn't be fair. However, my view of the world, for what it's worth, is that I think that Serpentine will win. That's horse number 18, for the record. It's not the favourite. The favourite that nobody's got is horse number 5, Vauban. It's French. They do very well, French horses, in Australia. Been racing in Ireland. The only problem that French horses have is they're not so good in the heat. I don't know whether you noticed this. French people don't like the heat very much. They tend to go and have a rest. And the horses are much the same. So Vauban started the week at $3.50. It's gone out to $5.50 because currently here it is 88 Fahrenheit. And I don't care who you are. Hoofing around for 3 miles or whatever is hard enough, but particularly it gets harder if it's 88 and humid. Storms are coming. So there you go. So now, what I was going to say. Anyway, so I don't think Vauban, well, it's still favourite. Traditional sort of money at the minute is going to the Australian horse, Gold Trip, which won last year. So we've all got different horses in this, as I said. Typically, the lower the number, the better the chance, because they're the ones that have got the higher weight and have been doing more stuff. So we'll just see how this all turns out. But in the meantime, we've only got 15 minutes now until the race actually occurs. It starts at 3 o'clock here in the afternoon. I know it's much later in the US, but it starts at 3 o'clock. And it goes for, you know, 3-4 minutes because they basically jog around 1.5 times around this massive track, 10 miles away from me as the crow flies. So, Deb, thank you for all your help in getting us here. Hello, Deb.
I think she's muted, but what a nightmare. She saved the show because...
Oh, she did. It's went yeah. Amazingly well.
I thought you said Deb.
No, I said Deb, and then I said, sweet, you did amazingly well.
Well, thank you very much. It's my favorite show.
Yeah, no.
One of my favorite shows of the
year.
Very
clever. Very clever. No, I was most impressed. Very, very clever. So, anyways, but here we are. So it looks as if, thanks to your ingenuity, that we're actually on air, and that's step number one. Step number two is to go and do the horse race, which, as I said, is only 14 minutes away now. Step number three is to read a few poems because, you know, we're poets after all. So that's sort of where it's going. And the other thing I should say thanks to Deb about is that I was sort of sitting here very calmly this morning contemplating how well my jet lag was going. And came to my attention that I had a meeting in Sydney on Thursday, which happened to be the annual general meeting of the business that I run. And as chair, I run that meeting. And it would be helpful if I was there to run it, you see, in Sydney on Thursday. And I had nothing. So I had no flights. I had no hotel. I had zippity. So then I started thinking about that. And then I started thinking about changing all my medical stuff. And then, you know, 3 minutes notice, they said, we want to do a practice run. I'm like, where'd that come from? And that was at like 2 minutes before the show started. So it's been one of those days, really. So, you know, go figure. Anyway, here we are. More importantly, we're all here. And we're rolling along together, as they say in the classics. So So, yes, I'm very, very, very pleased to be here. Very, very happy to be. I think this is the fifth or sixth running that we've done of the Melbourne Cup in a row.
When do we get to know our horses?
I think. Is that right? Yes.
Look on the when topic did, board.
I would like to know why I have 24. We need to, like, you know, figure out a way that I get a better horse.
Well, you know, the way I did it, I had a random number generator. Random number generator between 1 and 24, hit the random number generator. I didn't know who the horses were. And then I grabbed the number and then I grabbed the horse. It's as simple as that. But you might actually be okay with a lightweight today because it's so hot.
He's 8 years old. Granted.
Yeah.
It's like 100.
Well,
he's an 8 year old.
He's probably there to run around with, you know, the kids and, you know, just provide entertainment. I don't know, but he's done something. Or otherwise, he wouldn't be in the scene.
I like him. I got to tell you, he's a beautiful boy. He's won a couple of races.
He's
been in the top 10.
He's done something.
The last two races he's come up in the top 10. The goal of the trainer is and the owner and the jockey is only to make the top 10. You know, he's going out. We're looking for some sperm bank money. Okay, we both know that. Let's make sure he gets in the top 10. That's, you know, better than, you know, top 50 of the field. We're happy. But the funniest thing on his bio, okay, because they do the breakdowns of why he might win and what's against them and what's for them.
Yeah.
So you're reading what was for him, which is like four sentences compared to the rest of the field. And then you read what's against him, and there's like four words. The first word is everything.
Right. Right. Okay.
Everything.
Yes. That's very Australian. Yeah.
Everything is against him. I found that quite humorous. Yes. But the first horse I was hoping for was Cleveland, because, you know, Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah,
but he scratched.
He scratched. Yeah, there were 23 horses because Cleveland was scratched. And so there was no point getting Cleveland. Some might say
German horse
more general. But there's no point getting Cleveland.
No
point. German
at all.
Horse looks good, AP.
Sorry?
The German horse?
Yes, the German horse. We do have some German horses. Because you've got 24, haven't you, Sweat? Pretty Marvel. Yeah,
I do. I have Marvel comics. So I'm hoping he comes in like the Avengers and does something amazing.
Well, look, he has got form. I mean, he got second in the Sydney Cup this year.
I know.
And
I said
he's
done some things.
He's got some shit. He's got some stuff. I know.
He's got some stuff. And with the field being as hot as he is, he's got some backbone Aussie in him. He's got an amazing trainer. For over 20 years, he's had the trainer. So this guy knows his stuff. He picked his horse. He's got a great rider. He's got a great jockey.
Yep.
So I'm like, hey, at $126 to come in, he's a hell of a win if you bet on him. And everybody always bets on the long shot. So let's see what he can do.
Well, that's exactly right, Sweet. And he got second in the Sydney Cup at 150-1. It's not like he hasn't been here before.
I know.
Yeah. It's not like he hasn't been here before. Anyway, it should be noted that this being a sweep and all of that stoof, I have not got a horse. Okay? I've got a horse. But I did want to make the comment that if I were to have a horse, I think that I would have liked to have had Serpentine because I think it's a brilliant name, and B, it's a small country town that I used to drive through all the time on the way to Swan Hill, and it basically has a pub, a council office, a whole heap of parking, and two petrol stations, and that's it. That's all there is in Serpentine.
Why do you not have a horse again? I don't understand.
Because I try to make it fair. Everybody would say I'd rigged it. Sweet.
Okay.
So If I don't have a horse, I can't be accused of reading, can I?
Well, you know, I still think you should have an honorary horse. So if you take your
honorary horse. I've got an honorary horse. Serpentine. Yeah. That's my honorary
horse. Get your honorary horse.
Oh.
Yeah, your honorary horse. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, honorary horse. So there you go. But apart from that, yeah. And I think Wilburn should be pretty easy to see because it's the only one running around in pink. There's a whole heap of green and blue jockeys. Yeah, yellow jockeys. But there's only one pink, and it's got pink and it's got green bloody spots on it. So it's not hard to find. So,
is this a female? Is this a filly? The French, is that a filly?
Wilburn is a gelding. That's what most of them are.
Okay. I know, but there's a filly in the field, and I don't know which one it is. And very rarely
We'll work that out. Anyways, we have only got 5 minutes to go, I should hasten to add, until this whole thing that stops the nation starts, so to speak. So I'm just going to try and work out how I...
You should have uploaded last year's race.
That was kind of fun, Adam.
The first one was.
That was fun.
I got disqualified. Yeah. I won, but I got disqualified.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago. I remember that. I called that. You remember I called that?
Yeah.
I said that there was a problem.
Yeah.
I remember that. And there was.
There is a problem.
There was a problem. It ran straight over the top.
The guy wouldn't get out of the way. Where's he supposed to go?
It just ran straight over the top. You know, so
are you still bitching
about
this?
That was a problem. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, and the moon's male.
He is. He hasn't stopped bitching about it since the time it happened. Sweet. You realize that?
I know. I do. Every year.
Yeah, I know.
I went down to Australia and bitched about it to everybody. Did you watch the Melbourne State two years ago?
Sorry, Hannah. Yeah, anyway.
No.
Yes. Is Hatter still bitching about the fact that he lost? Yes. Yes, he is. Sweet.
Yeah.
We just have to... Red. Yeah?
Yes.
So... Yes. Anyway. So we have to hope that it's a fair race. Yes? Don't, again, God knows. Otherwise, we'll never hear the last of it. You realise that?
Of course.
So, you know, we don't really care what happens as long as it's a fair race. Apart from that, I don't care. So, may it be a fair race. Yeah?
May it be a fair and beautiful race. No horses hurt, nothing like that. We're good.
No, no horses hurt. No, none of that. Yeah, none of that. Completely agree. Yeah?
Yes. Lash Destaca. I don't know how to quite say that name, but she's the mare. 5-year-old mare. Number 15.
Oh, well, there you go. Well done.
There's no horse.
Out of the fourth gate, breakup, number 18, that's right.
Yeah.
What color is he? Do you know? Let me look.
Number 16 is a mirror.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, it doesn't tell him.
Not that. Okay, now we're working, I think. Work. I've got sitting here talking to my iPad, telling it to work. If you're wondering what's going on.
And it's very rare that a mare will win the cup.
I was just saying that all the big ads are on for the new series. NCIS is coming on here.
Which version?
NCIS Sydney.
NCIS Sydney. God help me.
God help
me. I know. NCIS Sydney. How far can you push a series? Anyway, what did I say? Jesus Christ. Anyway, where are we going to have NCIS next? NCIS Hobart or something. Good help me. Anyway, so that'll be exciting and entertaining and stuff. So they're running all the TV ads here before that we have the race, which is only a couple of minutes away. So they're all chuffing on down the barrier because the barrier is down away from the where the crowd is. So we basically go down the straight for best part of a mile or so, and then we go around the again for a couple of miles, and we ended up 3 miles of racing. And so that is where the horse is going at the minute. But
how big is the track?
It's about a couple of miles, Hannah. Yeah, a couple of miles.
Over 2 miles.
Yeah, perhaps straight at the start, and then 2 miles. Yeah, so about 3 miles in total for the race. And it's always been that long. Always been a race for sort of stayers. And I think the last time that we had a front runner win a couple of years ago, just went all the way to the front, kept on going. So, you know, we had that. But anyway.
I'm looking at my horse. I'm looking at my whole spindly leg thing.
Yes. They tend to be like that.
The name of the first horse that ever won it was Archer.
Archer. What a brilliant horse that was. Yes. 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 So, and Banjo went in and rode about a couple of different horses, but there are some legendary horses that have won the Melbourne Cup. Archer was certainly one of them. Farlap was another. So that was one of the famous winners of the Melbourne Cup. Now we've got another minute or so to start here, and we've got. Hopefully, I might actually change. I don't know how we can do this, but anyway.
Can we get a cocktail lady to come by?
That'd be really cool, Hatter. But we have horse number five has gone out to $5.50. That's French horse. Nobody's got. The heavyweight number one is in at $7. Horse number three is at $8. $8.50. Horse number six $9.50. So they're the top sort of betting tips. 5, 1, 3, 7, and 8, and all the horses are now making their way down the grass track, beautiful grass track here in Melbourne, and it is overcast, but it is not raining. Cumulus dark grey in the background, but it is not raining. So that's a good start. So we are watching all of the horses behind the track now. So it's a little bit looks like a horse's head. This horse, it's got a sort of leash that goes out one end, and it's sort of horse's head. So that's sort of the shape of the track. And we have all commentators standing there in beautiful sunshine with old stack of Cumulus cows coming. So and it's windy, so you can see that the storm is coming. But I think we will get this thing run before the storm gets here. So that's my hope.
24 horses listed in the suggested trifecta.
Well, you don't have to put Cleveland in, Hatter, because it's got scratch. So, you know, so that was horse number 10. But here we are now. We've got everybody making their way into the barriers, and this is where they sort of get physically manhandled in. Sweet. The good news is that it's come into 128-1. Your horse? Oh, no, sorry. Back out to 151. I thought it had been money on it. Sorry. Apologies.
Yeah, I thought I was going to say that the odds really changed then.
Yeah, no, it's gonna come off the line at 51-1, like horse number 19. So, unfortunately, Virtuous Circle, which is Pretty Birds. Pretty Birds always done amazingly well in this thing, I've got to say. And True Marvel are the two sort of really outside horses.
Tell us what colours we are as they load up. What colours we are?
Well, most of the horses are sort of that dark mahogany brown colour, Hatter. But we've got them all in this... beautiful sunny day. It's just quite windy. And the reason for that, of course, is because this storm is coming, but it's probably, as I said, about half an hour away. So they're going to get the Melbourne Cup.
Is it a wet track? Is it a wet track? Is the track wet?
No, dry as all hell. Dry.
Okay.
Dry. fast.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. Dry and fast is the conditions here. It's been quite hot the last few days. Not much rain. Track still looks pretty green, but it's going to be fast, Hatter. That would be rated as fast today.
Sounds good.
So, yep, I heard that. That was cool. Okay, so still wandering around in circles here. They're running late. Like 5 minutes late. Very unusual.
So you're going to call numbers or the names?
Attempt to do both, Hatter. We'll see how we go. Some days I'm better than others. And
okay.
I'm struggling with the instant coverage at the minute. So we'll just see how we go. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So, bloody things jamming up here. So, cut some of these things out. So, we are, get rid of that, get rid of that. Look, it's got so many things open, that's probably not helping matters.
And they're up.
No, they're still talking to people in suits at the minute, Hatter. No, we're nowhere near off yet.
Oh, they're not loading them up?
No, we're still putting them in. They're still putting in the barriers.
Gotcha.
Well, while they're doing that, take a look at the chat wall. The 1866 trophy is at the National Museum of Australia. I think it's one of the most beautiful trophies I've ever seen, and it's from 1866. The Barb, regarded as the first great Australian racehorse, who was trained by Honest John Tate, the father of the Australian turf. But how gorgeous is that trophy?
Oh, that's beautiful. It's sterling silver and gold. Love the gold. Magic. That's really
gorgeous.
Nice, isn't it? Lovely. Anyway. We are putting in the horses into the barriers now, and then they traditionally walk them around to settle them down before they put them in, and those people are really upset. They put blinkers on and then they just shove them in. But we aren't to the point of shoving horses in yet. We're just walking them around in circles and putting them politely in. So these are obviously those horses that are more well-behaved. But we're still...
I blew up that picture of the trophy.
Yeah.
That is
it's
gorgeous.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's a beautiful trophy.
It is.
Wow. There you go. We're still circling around. We've got about half the field in the barriers at the minute, and we've got about half the field that is waiting to go in, and so this is the slowest Melbourne Cup start I've ever seen. We're like 5 minutes after the start time, and we haven't even got half the horses in yet, so... I'm glad I was delayed in starting, Deb. So, and they've got the, very careful these days, but vets out observing every horse before they go in. So, we're still making circles with a good 12 runners at the minute behind the barriers. So, we'll see if we can get some decent internet coverage and just make this thing happen.
Just may take 5 minutes to set up three. Yeah.
They're taking a long time, Wayne. This is very unusual. The horses would have actually been in the run the bloody thing by now. Yeah?
Yes, really. So, it's just 3 minutes long, so it's still be over in about 5 minutes to be over with anyway.
You're absolutely right. It's over. It's almost 7 minutes start time. I've never seen that before. So somebody's stuffed up somewhere. They've played two national anthems or something. But
they could have only done two more commercials by now.
I know. And they've still got 6 horses to go in of the 23.
Oh, telling you.
So it's going to start about 10 minutes late. And as I said, never. Seen that before, and I've been calling this now for 6 years, sweet, and I've never seen that. So, anyway, there you go. What's going on in the world?
I don't know.
Very strange.
AP, you mentioned Pretty Burr earlier. I'm pretty sure that she's only not won points once out of all the races that you've called.
I know. I know. It's outrageous. She's got a very, very good record in this. And some of the horses she's got, you would have thought, you know, that's not going to go anywhere, but just seem to work. So we're slowly getting there. I think we've got about three more to go. We are going to start about 8 or 9 minutes. I could have run my race twice by now, Wayne. I could have had a whole series more of commercials. Anyway, we're finally getting there, I think. God help me. Still four, five, six to go in. Jesus Christ.
Those horses that got loaded first, they're already a year older.
That's what I was going to say. They've been in there for freaking 15 minutes before they get out of the barriers. Anyway, God only knows why it's taking them so long. Meanwhile, the world continues, and two other horses have joined Sweet Source at 151-1, which is good. You're not on your own, Sweet. This is good news. So,
wow.
And you're certainly not on the line of betting. So that's good news. Actually quite well. And they're off. And they're off. They've gone and they're off and racing, and it is Serpentine leading. I kid you not. Number 18 is leading Serpentine. From 21, Future History, from third, number 9, which is Phil the Poet's horse, Vow and Declare, following number 16, Magical Lagoon, Deb. And then number 8, Right You Are, and Wooboom, number 5. It's important to get the French in. So we're running along the main straight, coming past towards 300 metres to the start-finish pole, and Serpentine continues to lead, followed by number 21, Future History, and number 16, Magical Lagoon, with Vow and Declare, and Bourbon following Right You Are, which is 8. So we are going along now, trooping along, and stretching up pretty decently, actually, and running at about 63 mile an hour, it tells me, is Serpentine, who is number 18, that is leading the race as we speak with 2.5 kilometres to go. It's coming past now the grandstand for the first time. It's putting on a decent pace, actually, with Future History, 21 second. Third is on the rails, Magical Lagoon. Fourth is Vow and Declare. And those four horses stretched out lead the group from Bourbon in fifth place. And so we've just passed the start-finish pole, and it is Serpentine slowing down a little bit. He's still leading from Future History, number 21, and Magical Lagoon, number 16, Vow and Declare, number 9, and Vauban is number 5. You can see it's been pretty consistent all the way around so far. And at the minute, there is 2,200 metres to go, and we've been running for about a minute. And it is still, as they curl around the back, it's Serpentine leading horse number 18, followed by number 23, Kalapur, has made a run, followed by 21, Future History, 16, Magical Lagoon, number 9, Vow and Declare, and Vauban has gone back to 6th. Okay, so Serpentine is still leading. It's got a couple of lengths, and they're coming around now the final corner, and it is Serpentine leading from horse 21, Future History, from horse number 23, Kalapur, and from number 9, Vow and Declare, and here we all go. I don't think Vauban's going to win. It's running back. So it's still Serpentine, number 18, leading from number 21, Future History, and Kalapur is challenging number 23. I think Serpentine's a thrice run here. But anyway, we're coming right around the end corner now. We've only got 600 metres to go, and we have Absurd challenging, number 7, the other French horse. And we've got horses now 15 wide as we go around the corner. And this is where it becomes impossible to tell who's winning. Future History, 21, is leading from Serpentine, who's going backwards. Vauban is making a big run, and Vow and Declare with Absurd. But it's Future History at the minute. Number 21 is still leading in the stripes from Bourbon, Absurd, the two French horses, Vow and Declare fourth, and Gold Trip, number 1, the Australian horse is coming up, then without a fight. But it's Bourbon leading from Absurd, following Vow and Declare and Future History and without a fight, and Gold Trip. And here we go now. It's the last thing. Absurd is in the pink. It's holding off without a fight in the yellow, and Bourbon in the pink with Vow and Declare, number 9, coming at them, and Gold Trip just behind. Future History looks like it's about 6, and we've got the last running of the 200-odd metres to go, and we look across, and it's bloody hard to tell. It's very, very hard to tell, but I think what we'll see is that number three, without a fight, has come through in the centre of the field to win for the jockey Mark Zara, with number six second, Soul Comb, and I think somebody got that at the end there, and number 14, Shiraz. So, officially the results, interim dividends, because, of course, you don't know what happens with some of these things, Hatter. Number three, without a fight, is first on the interim. Then number six, Solcom, and number 14. So that is where we have got up to, Deb. It's still interim dividends, but he's won it by a couple of yards. So I think he's probably okay. And that's the Melbourne Cup.
And do we know who was last yet?
Not yet. No, no. I will find out very shortly. It usually takes a few minutes for that to come through because it's important for the sweeps, obviously. But it does take a little bit of time for the last placing to come through. So bear with me. That, as I said, usually takes a few minutes. So, that was the Melbourne Cup. Ran very late, but that was the Melbourne Cup.
That went by really fast. And, you know, it looks like only one, the second place horse, was handed out, first and third.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think that's ever happened before.
No.
Here.
Are you right? And, I don't think we've had that happen before, Deb. I don't think we've had that happen before.
Yeah,
and so, so there you go. It was pretty consistent up front. As I said, I was only calling five or six horses for the vast majority of the race, including mine. By the way, I called mine most of the time. It didn't end up anywhere near the end, but it gave it a go. So
I didn't hear my boy's name once.
No, I didn't either, sweet.
No. I didn't hear mine either. I didn't hear mine at all.
No, didn't hear it. Well, there was about four or five of them stretched out towards the front, and they just stayed there until the last corner, and that was about it.
Oh, the friend.
Frank's
sorry.
In the chat room wondering if his horse went to sleep.
Well, there's a whole heap of them that must have, because they weren't there. I mean, you know, I was calling what was in front of me and making up the numbers I'll wait for horses this year. But anyway, there you go. These things happen. So every cup's different. So let me just see if I can find. They usually gets to the stuff around about now, who came last. So, anyway, we'll work it out shortly, Ted. Usually we'll get there. Anyway, so congratulations to... Now, who was it who had the second place horse? I think that was the last one I handed out, by the way.
Irish Rose.
Irish Rose. I think it was the last one I did. Yeah, was that right?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. So, very, very good, very, very good win. Let me just see if we can find out. I don't think I give it a last until...
Wayne said he's suing. Who are you suing, Wayne?
Well, not a bad idea.
Oh, my goodness.
Not a bad idea. I'm still trying to find some results here. So I've only got up till third at the minute, and nothing else is reported yet. So, but anyways... So we had fun, though, Deb, with that one, even if it was, as I said, technically difficult this year compared to others. It was good fun. So,
you know, I was thinking once they make them the results final, official, that's what I couldn't think of, that maybe you could do a secondary drawing for the three remaining prizes because there's still the first, third, and last. Well, of course, unless one of our horses was the one that was dead last, to find somebody to give away the points to. Just a thought.
This is true. Well, we can do that.
I'll do
the random number generator. I'll do the random number generator. That's what I'll do. And we'll work it out that way, I think. So we'll just go down the line giving away different numbers, I think. Deb, how's that?
Yeah, I figured as the horses came, for example, I'd be number one. And what do we have?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well,
yeah.
And I think since we're doing it...